Hey, this is Bill Storm, and welcome to my podcast. This podcast was created to provide a trail of breadcrumbs for my children, Samantha and Billy, as well as anyone else that wants some straight talk mixed with a healthy dose of humor and sarcasm to navigate through this crazy journey we call life. In 1998, I quit my job in pursuit of more money, more meaning, and more freedom. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and these are the lessons I learned along the way. If you like the podcast, you'll love my premium coaching content. Visit BillStorm.com/podcast to learn more. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're on episode 2. I'm really excited because I've got my son, Billy, here with me again, which is great. And then we actually have a surprise guest. My 2-year-old golden retriever, Charlie, decided to come in and join us. And not only did he decide to come in the room, but he also decided to crawl up on my son's lap. So it is quite the sight. But anyway, the first episode was a little bit longer, but this one, what I'm trying to do is I actually want to keep these a little bit shorter so you can just grab a takeaway from the time that you're getting from wherever you are to where you're traveling to, if you're on the go. And they're meant to be breadcrumbs, right? It's not meant to be the whole loaf. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, actually what I was going to talk about was how to master anything, like literally how to master anything that you choose to put your mind to. And that was going to be the title, but then I decided to change it up a little bit and I thought I would call it Your Jiu-Jitsu Sucks. And I'll get to that story in just a little bit, but it kind of made me laugh when I was thinking about the story behind that earlier. So here's the thing that I want you to write down, okay? Where attention goes, energy flows, and results always show. Okay, where attention goes, energy flows, and results always show. Now, this doesn't just apply to our business, but it also can apply to our finances or our health or our relationships. It applies to all areas of our life. And we see a lot of quotes like this that come up on social media all the time, but few people really stop to really internalize what that means. Right. So if you want to get really good at something, all you have to do is put your attention there. Put your energy there. And if you do it over and over enough times, right, you're going to get good at it. Tony Robbins always says that repetition is a mother of skill. So the thing is if you're just not getting good at something, you probably just haven't put in enough reps. So here was kind of the old model of doing things, right? Our whole college model was based on that. If you went to a college or university, if you stuck around for 2 years, you could earn yourself an associate's degree. If you hung around for 4 years, you would get your bachelor's degree. If you took classes for 6 to 7 years, you could get a master's degree, or like my future son-in-law is getting in just a month or so from now, his law degree. And then if you hang around 8 to 10 years, you can get a PhD, basically a doctorate in something. So Billy, we were talking about this earlier, you know, in martial arts, in the discipline that we both train in, right? Jiu-Jitsu, it takes about 10 years to get a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So it's basically like getting a PhD in that particular art. So the funny story around this, and this is why I titled this Your Jiu-Jitsu Sucks, is back when I first started out in jiu-jitsu, you were just a kid. I mean, you were eight or 9 years old when I first started. And of course, now you're 21, almost 22 years old. So it's been quite a while. But I wasn't good at it, right? I wasn't good at jiu-jitsu at all. And my professor back then, he was a young Brazilian guy, and he liked to make jokes, but he said, "Man, Bill," he says, "your jiu-jitsu sucks. You're going to have 8 stripes on your white belt." And the funny part about this is that in jiu-jitsu, there's only 4 stripes that you can actually earn on your belt. And it takes about a year and a half or so, a year to a year and a half, depending on, you know, how good you get, in order to go from your white belt to your blue belt. Your blue belt is your first belt you can get in jiu-jitsu. So basically what he was telling me is, Bill, you're so terrible. Instead of 4 stripes, you're going to be around long enough. It's going to take you like 3 years. You're going to end up with 8 stripes on your white belt. So he's basically saying you're not very good at this. Okay. But it's a funny thing because now, you know, after all these years, you know, I'm actually pretty good at it. So we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and you've made a lot of progress, right? You've been training pretty consistently now for about 3 years. You dabbled in it a little bit when you were a kid, but now you've been really training consistently for 3 years. So what do you think is your success behind, you know, in your progress?
Well, I'd say the same thing you were saying. It's just the simple fact of showing up and making it that part of your day. You know, I kind of tell my buddies that, you know, the reason that I've progressed so much, even in, you know, my physical like workouts that help me, you know, train better, is just simply showing up. And it's because at that time of that day, if it's 5:30 on a Monday or if it's 6:30 on a Tuesday, it's, you know, I'm always in the gym because that's what I do at that time, you know, and it's not something that I have to force myself to do. It's just, you know, you just get up and you show up day after day, and then slowly you pan out from the puzzle and you see the bigger picture that all the little pieces you've been, you know, laying every single day have made over time, you know?
Yeah. What's interesting though is, you know, I think maybe you even take it for granted because you're so disciplined and you're so committed to it, and you go regardless of whether you're tired or not. I mean, sometimes you have a hard, you know, a longer day at work or something is, you know, you get to the point where sometimes you just don't feel like it, but you still go, right? You still get your water bottle together, you get yourself together, you get yourself in state, and off you go. But then what happens is sometimes some of the other guys aren't as consistent, right? So they stop showing up, and then what happens?
The gap gets bigger and bigger, and they wonder why they're not getting stripes on their belt.
Yeah, well, what's funny is when you go to train, right? People will say to you, "Well, wow, you're getting so good. How are you? You're just so talented. How are you getting so good? Is it really that? Is it that you're talented, or is it just the fact that you're showing up and they're just not?"
It's the fact that on a Friday they're out at the bar and I'm on the mats. That's the difference maker. I think. Just the fact that I'm willing to be there because it's what I enjoy doing. And I know that if I just keep doing it, I'll reach the image I see of myself in my head, I guess.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I've been coaching people for, you know, a few decades now. And that's one of the consistent things that I see is that people get really excited at the beginning, but then they kind of fall off, and there's no secret, right? You don't have to be particularly, you know, smart, or you don't have to be particularly talented. You just have to keep showing up for class, right? So I've had people ask me that before. Wow, you know, Bill, you're so technical, right? You're so good at this. You know, how did you get that way? And the answer is really simple, right? I showed up for class today. I'm going to show up for class tomorrow, and I'm going to show up for class the day after that. It's simply a matter of showing up. And that's what I'm so proud of you for, right? Every time I see you get up and you go and you come back and you're so excited about what you learned, but I hear the same stories from you. Wow, you know, so-and-so just hasn't been showing up. And, you know, now you're starting to catch them with different techniques where they were, you know, they were ahead of you before, and now all of a sudden they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not an accident. It's not luck.
No,
it is
tactical precision. That's what I saw what they were getting me with. And I said, just you wait.
So it's tactical precision and persistence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, persistence. You're just showing up.
Consistent action.
So here's the thing, and this is where the gap is, right? So some people say, wow, well, you've been training 3 years and so have I. Well, here's the difference though, right? If somebody goes to class twice a week, for example, and they do that for 50 weeks during the year, that's 100 mat hours. That's 100 training hours, right? But if you're the person that's going every day, like I did, right, you're going 5 days a week. Well, you go for the same year, for the same 50 weeks over the course of a year. Well, you've put in 250 training hours. That's 2.5 times as many hours. Yeah. So it may be the same amount of years that you've been training, but it's not the same amount of reps. Right.
Yeah.
So think about how that applies to every area of our life. I mean, obviously we're relating this to jiu-jitsu, to martial arts. But think about how this applies in every area of your life. And I hope everybody that's listening into this, really, this is the big takeaway, right? If you want to really get good at something, put some attention there, put some energy there, and you're going to get the results. So where attention goes, energy flows, and results always show. One of the ways that I always did a lot of my learning, and I know you've adopted this and, you know, in a little bit, different ways, but I always practice what was called Automobile University, right? And Automobile University is great because literally when you travel from wherever you are to where you're going, right, you can be learning. You can be learning on the way there. You can be learning on the back and on the way back. And we call that net time, which stands for no extra time, right? You're still going to be traveling from point A to point B. So it depends on what you decide to do. You could either listen to absolutely nothing, which is fine. Sometimes people want to be able to clear their head. Some people like to listen to music. Some people like to listen to talk shows. Some people like to listen to, the SiriusXM or whatever it is. I just don't choose to do that because I always thought to myself, if I'm going to spend 30 minutes going from here to there, I might as well take in something that's going to help advance me to get to hit one of my goals. So one of the things that I did early on was when I got into real estate, like literally, even right before you were born, really, I got really serious into real estate investing. And mom and I decided to take a trip and we drove from Syracuse, New York, all the way down to Florida, which is about 1500 miles, 24 hour trip, which you've done several
many times. Beautiful.
But seriously, like think about all that time. So you've got all this time to go there and you've got all this time to learn. So that's what I did. I had purchased a course in real estate investing, and I literally listened to it all the way there and all the way back. So I put in a massive amount of training hours. I mean, I literally just took it all in, and it kept my mind alert. It kept me focused, and it gave me something to really think about. And what ends up happening with this is when you start to do this on a regular basis, it becomes a habit. And I think that's the thing that everybody needs to understand. It has to be a habit. So what are your habits around this right now? Like, how are you? I mean, you're out of high school, obviously, and you're an avid learner. What are you doing on a daily basis to learn?
Well, really, I still obviously work, and I have to drive. So it's around a 25-minute drive. So total, I get around 50 minutes of like either a book I'm reading or a video that's kind of applies to what I'm like learning or going for at that moment. And there's times like I'll listen to that over and over and over again. It's, you know, I feel like a lot of people like think that reading 100 books in a year is a good thing. It's like I pick two of them that really make an impact on what I need in my life or what I'm doing, and listen to it over and over and over again. Cause you can listen to something once, doesn't mean you understand it.
Right.
It's like I've listened to, when I first started doing automobile university, really, and like listening to stuff on the way to work or even just going to get food at night to go to stores or anything. I don't really listen to music. But I've noticed that there are certain things. It's like your personal power thing. When you used to work, you used to put your Walkman on and you used to just have the headphones in and you could repeat certain things.
Yep.
There are tapes and audios that I have downloaded that I've listened to probably 8, 9, 10 times that are multiple hours long, that I can pinpoint certain parts of the presentation or certain things that were said in there. And I don't think people understand how effective listening to the same thing over and over can be. It's like you can memorize the whole Sweet Caroline song, but you can't memorize the whole presentation that'll, you know, change your entire life. You know, that's how I look at it, at least. And it makes it easier instead of having to spend all this time sitting down, reading, losing your brain, and then having to go back a paragraph, reread it again. It's like you can listen and still get the same amount of intake. You just have to do it on a repetitive cycle, because it's like anything else. You're not going to go get a fit body by going to the gym one time in your journey. You have to just do it over and over and over again. You know, it's like anything else. It's consistency. You just have to listen to it multiple times or just every single day. Okay, I'm in the car, I should be doing this. You know, it's over time. It's kind of like you develop a self,
When you're just doing something over and over again?
No, it's accountability. That's have a self-accountability feeling because you're like, you begin to like to learn and listen to things, and you feel the need to do it over and over again. You feel guilty almost if you don't.
Yeah, when learning becomes fun, right? That's what's great, because that's what happens with a lot of people. A lot of people get out of school and they just stop learning, right? They said, well, I've done school, I've got my degree, or I've got my diploma or whatever it is, and then they just stop learning. Mm-hmm. But the people that I know that are really, really the most happy people are people that are always hungry to learn something more or something new. They're constantly keeping their mind active, right? Grandpa's a perfect example of that, right? He's 79 years old this year, and he's still always active. Like, he's always learning something. He's still hungry for that. And that's the lifeblood, right? That's what keeps our minds going. That's what keeps our spirits high and keeps us engaged in life. So I love that. And the other thing is too, and I don't know if you've found this, but I've literally gone back and reread things that I read 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And the thing is when you first read something, you get a basic understanding of it. But the better you get and the deeper understanding you get, the more you learn. And sometimes when you go back and you reread something again, or you listen to something again, you hear something new for the very first time, because now you're actually able to understand it at a deeper level, and you're able to apply it.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like that's happened a few times, definitely in the books that I'm reading or the presentations I'm watching, is I'll be like, wait, like I didn't even hear it, you know, say that the first time. And then, you know, third or fourth time, then you really begun to like put things together, because the first time you listen to it, you're just trying to comprehend what they're saying. The second time you're trying to put things together. The third time you're putting things together. And then the fourth time you're putting things together, but it's in a different way. And your brain kind of looks at it from a different perspective. And you're like, okay, now I get what he was saying. Cause beforehand, I just took it with a grain of salt, but now I actually understand what they're saying, and I can see it, like the moving pieces in my head, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting too, because if we go back and we relate this back to jujitsu again,
everything is jujitsu for
us, gang. Everything is jujitsu, because jujitsu teaches you so many things. Mostly it teaches you about perseverance, and it teaches you about the discipline to stick to something and understand you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the most talented. The people that do really well over time are the people that make it a habit and makes it part of their lifestyle. But we actually have this one poster up on the wall, or it's actually like a display on the wall, and there's five belts basically five belts in jiu-jitsu. There's a white belt, a blue belt, a purple belt, a brown belt, and a black belt. And next to the white belt, it just basically says words, right? So when you're a white belt, you're just learning the words. And then when you get to a blue belt, now you're turning those words right into sentences. And then from the sentences, you're turning those into paragraphs, right? And then eventually you're turning paragraphs into a story. And then eventually the story becomes it becomes who you are. It's your soul. It's your music. It's automatic. You no longer have to think about a thing. You just are that thing, right? So there's no more thinking behind it. And if you think about that with anything else, if you're looking for mastery, you just do something over and over and over again to where you've done it so many times, you just don't have to think about it. It just is who you are. And that's what allows you to show up as your very best self. And it's just a matter of making that commitment to yourself. So hopefully as a parent, as your dad, I'm super proud of you, because you have taken that on, right? You've taken that personal responsibility on, and you're not satisfied with just being okay, right? You definitely have that drive, you have the discipline, and you have the desire to master the different things that you choose to be, you know, that you're really interested in. So I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that more than you can think, you know. Means a lot.
So gang, we're about 18 minutes in. So I promised I wanted to keep these short. These are the breadcrumbs, right? Not the whole loaf. So if you really like the podcast, we do have some amazing training content that takes a deeper dive into the science of achievement, right? The thing that really holds most people back is each of us has a set of limiting beliefs, patterns, and habits that we really need to identify. And we need to have specific steps, right, in order to be able to overcome those things. So if you really like what we're sharing here with you, and you'd like to take a deeper dive into some of the things that I'm sharing with my son and sharing with my daughter, Sam, you'll really love our premium content that we have. It's basically I call it the vault. And inside the vault, it's basically our video success library. And it includes very detailed training videos, worksheets, and notes that you can download inside. And happy to extend to you a 14-day free trial where you can go in and you can kind of raid the vault, right? Get in there and check it out. And if you like it, you love it, you want more of it, then you can continue on with it. So if you want to learn more about it, all you have to do is go to billstorm.com/podcast. Billy, thanks so much. And we'll see these guys on the next episode.
Later.